Hello, Bam Fam, and welcome back to another empowering episode of Becoming a Model Podcast. And I'm your host, Binky. This is a podcast to help, inspire, and push aspiring models to get started into the modeling world, no matter what stage of the industry level you're in. And today, we're diving into an important topic. We are talking strategies for handling stress and pressures as a model. But before we get started, if you haven't already, please take a moment to subscribe to the podcast so you can stay updated with all the helpful tips and insight on helping you in your personal modeling journey. And don't forget to leave a review if you found our episode helpful. Now, before we get started, let's take a break to hear from some of our sponsors. Once we get back, it'll be time to talk strategies. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. So, the modeling industry, as exciting and glamorous as it is, often comes with a hefty dose of stress and pressure. Whether you're just starting or having been in the industry for a while, managing these challenges is essential for your success and well-being. So let's jump right into some strategies that can help you navigate the modeling world with grace and resilience. Mindfulness and relaxation techniques. One of the most effective ways to handle stress is by practicing mindfulness and relaxation techniques. These can include meditation, deep breathing exercises, or yoga. Taking a few moments each day to center yourself and focus on the present can significantly reduce anxiety and promote emotional well-being. You also want to go ahead and include time management. The modeling world often involves a fast-paced and demanding schedule. To prevent stress from creeping in, it's crucial to develop strong time management skills. Create a well-organized daily and weekly schedule just allows enough time for castings, photo shoots, and personal time. This will minimize last-minute rushes and help you maintain a healthy work-life balance. Short story moment. When I used to model and I would go on the photo shoots that I went on, it would be crazy seeing some of the models show up unprepared or show up tired or even speak about the, you know, crazy party life they had the night before, actually having to come and work on the photo shoot. Or having to go ahead and work on the runway show. And you could kind of see it in their performances. So you wouldn't get all of the model, the 100%. You would kind of get a good 20, maybe 30% of the model. And they would be unprepared, not having everything that they needed. Basically running and rushing to grab last minute things right before they had to go ahead and be at the model call. So be mindful and always time manage. You want to be prepared. You want to make sure you get enough rest. You want to make sure that you have everything that you need for a photo shoot, for a one-way show, all of it. Be prepared, okay? Support system. Building a strong support system is essential. Surround yourself with positive, understanding people who can provide emotional support during challenging times. Whether it's friends, family, or fellow models who can relate to your experiences, having a network you can lean on is invaluable, you guys. Always have a friend you know you can be able to call, a true friend, not a fake one. Self-care is another big thing. Models often push themselves to meet demanding beauty standards and schedules, but self-care should never be sacrificed. I mean, who doesn't love to pamper themselves? Prioritize self-care routines that include maintaining a balanced diet, staying hydrated, getting regular exercise, and ensuring you get enough sleep. Taking care of your overall well-being is essential to handling stress effectively. And the last thing that I feel like is very, very important is having a good perspective and mindset. Remember that perspective and mindset play a significant role in managing stress. Instead of viewing challenges as insurmountable obstacles, try to see them as opportunities for growth and learning. Cultivate a positive and resilient mindset that allows you to adapt to the ever-changing demands of the modeling industry. All right, you guys, stay tuned because we got some great model memoirs to discuss when we get back. Ready to take your modeling journey to the next level? Join our Patreon community and become an integral part of the Becoming a Model podcast. By supporting us on Patreon, you'll gain exclusive access to behind-the-scenes content, early episode releases, and so much more. Plus, you'll be helping us continue to empower aspiring models worldwide. Click the link in the show notes or visit our Patreon page to become a patron today. Your support makes all the difference. Are you ready to elevate your skincare game to a whole new level? I'm thrilled to introduce to you the Clean Towels from Clean Skin Club. Picture this, a skincare product that's 100% biodegradable, incredibly soft, cruelty-free, and dermatologist tested? That's what Clean Skin Club's Clean Towels are all about. These towels offer a hygienic way to cleanse your face and provide an effortless solution for makeup removal. But that's not all. Clean towels have the potential to do so much more for your skin. Just think about it. They're eco-friendly because they're 100% biodegradable, meaning they won't harm our planet. You can take care of your skin while taking care of the earth. They are luxuriously soft. Imagine wrapping your skin in the softest, most gentle material. That's the feeling clean towels provide, giving you a spa-like experience every day. We all love a cruelty-free product. These towels are made with love for animals. Clean Skin Club is proudly cruelty-free so you can feel good about your skincare choices. Being dermatology tested is a win for your skin. Clean towels have been tested and approved by dermatologists, ensuring they're safe and effective for your skin. They provide acne and irritation control, which leaves you with a clear and radiant complexion. And you get gentle cleansing with every use, which is perfect for even the most sensitive skin types. Say goodbye to harsh scrubbing and hello to pure, gentle cleansing. Now, here's the exciting part. You can be a part of this skincare revolution and pamper your skin with the Clean Skin Club Clean Towels. And guess what? We've got a special treat just for you. Use the code WINK to receive an exclusive 20% discount on your Clean Towels purchase. That's right. Use the code WINKED, W-I-N-K-E-D, WINKED, your secret code to radiant and eco-conscious skincare. Clean Skin Club Clean Towels are the skincare game changer you've been waiting for. Join us in taking care of your skin, your planet, and your confidence. All right, y'all, it's time for our model memoirs. And today we have a letter from Tiffany. So she said, "Dear Binky, I hope this message finds you well. I love how you continue to empower models through their own journey and become a guide to many like myself. I'm writing you because I am wanting your input in on my journey. I am a 5'3" petite model. I have been an aspiring model for 2 years now, and the modeling world can be a tall order for someone like me, quite literally. While I have always been passionate about modeling and have the drive to succeed, the question of can I make it as a petite model has often lingered in my mind. I know there are not many highlighted petite models of my height in the industry like my tall counterparts. I have experienced my own moments of triumph and self-discovery after facing many challenges and stereotypes. I have learned that being a petite model can be an advantage, offering a unique perspective and chance to challenge traditional beauty standards. I wanted to know, what's your advice for navigating the modeling world successfully as a petite model? I have embraced my height and size, and I know I will still have challenges to overcome if I want to be major in the modeling industry. I'm sure there are many aspiring models like me who would appreciate this guidance. Thanks for your help. Thank you so much, Tiffany. All right, so being a petite model, so I am 5'2.5", but in all intents and purposes, I am 5'3", so I'm the same height as you. I have never let that stop me. As I said once before, you know, with my freelance modeling career, I have walked in runways. I have done lots of photo shoots. I can walk like the tall order, okay, that we always experience in the modeling industry. I have never let my height deter me from being successful as a model. Now, when it came to agencies, I've always had the push and pull. And unfortunately, that was the reality of my height. And I always told myself that way I wouldn't get disappointed that that would be my reality. As far as getting agency represented, I will have a little bit of a struggling time for that. But as long as I keep staying clear on my course and being attentive to always try my hardest and make those connections, I would never stop being able to work. And that's what happened. Never give up as a petite model. There are some things that you can be able to use and do. Like me, I have long limbs. So even though I'm 5'3", I can photograph very tall. It's all about my angles. That way, when the photographer is catching me, they make me look taller. And that also was the thing that captured a lot of modeling agencies whenever I would submit, until they actually saw my model comp card and actually asked me how tall I was, and being able to actually tell them I was 5'3", then they would, you know, you have some that are like, we're willing to try to go ahead and meet with you first. And then, you know, you have those that's just like straight out no. But it plays great in my favor, and I could still be able to do runway. I had a lot of designers who loved my walk, and they put me more so in short dresses and pantsuits and all the things. That way I can show them the elongation of how I'm able to walk. I still was able to make the outfit look perfect on the runway, even though I was short. You know, I just wasn't 6 foot. But I used my body in the best way that I could to basically showcase the look. And I showcased it as a 5'3" model. Some designers would like that just for diversity purposes. And some designers are, especially nowadays, opening up more to having all different types of heights. So even some petite models to go ahead and do their fashion shows. So I would say just never give up. Always stay the course. When it comes to photo shoots, try to go ahead and find your perfect angles and learn how to elongate yourself. Elongate your body was always the way to go whenever you are 5'3". You want to look taller. You want to look elongated. And then whenever you're doing runway, elongate your stride as well. And find that sweet spot to where you're showcasing the clothes properly, showing how they flow on the body and all of the things, but you are not letting go of also showcasing that you are 5'3" and also can walk with the best of them. You hear me? So that is my advice as a petite model myself. Just always stay looking forward and never stop connecting, because you never know who's watching. You never know who may just need you, who would love to go ahead and contact and working with you. So always put yourself out there. Always still connect with different photographers, different fashion designers, creative directors, and still put yourself out there for agencies, because there will be an agency that will want to represent you. So never give up, okay? So thank you so much, Tiffany, for sending in your model memoir letters.
If you have a story to share or a question to ask, don't hesitate to send in your model's memoir letter. You can send it to our email at becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. That's becomingamodelpod@gmail.com. Subject line, model's memoir. And you might just be featured on our upcoming episode. So while we are nearing the end of our episode, I want all aspiring models to know that while stress and pressure are a part of any career, they are manageable. The key is to embrace these strategies and make them a part of your daily routine. You have the strength and resilience to thrive in the modeling world. Just go for it and keep pushing through, okay? Thank you for listening to today's episode of Becoming a Model. Until next time, BAM fam, keep chasing your dreams and continue to walk that runway of life.